It's the 9th of November. I'm David, and this is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A case of identity theft which led a Luton home being sold without the knowledge of the legal owner has finally been resolved. The Reverend Mike Hall was working in North Wales when a neighbour alerted him of activity inside his house. Mr. Hall drove back to London only to find a contractor inside the property. All of his furniture and belongings were gone. His home had been sold for £130,000 to someone else. The Land Registry has now restored his name as the legal owner after a two-year fight. However, squatters have since moved in. He estimates that £50,000 in damages have been inflicted on the premises. The Reverend is now seeking an interim possession order from the courts to have the squatters removed. Between April and September of this year, more essential food packages were provided to those who were food insecure, including those with jobs, than at any time since 2018. A spokesperson for the Trussell Trust, a food bank charity, called the trend extremely alarming. Discount retailer The Range is due to resurrect the Wilko store at the mall in Luton, which closed early last month. CDS Superstores, which also owns The Range, bought the rights to the brand prior to Wilko's bankruptcy. Alex Simpkin, the CEO, said, "There's a huge love for Wilko and we'll be reintroducing the brand to Luton." The store's reopening on the 8th of December will create 80 new jobs. In honour of John Keats' poem, To Autumn, and to recognise our soldiers on Remembrance Day, residents at Caddington Grove Care Home in Dunstable have created a commemorative wreath. The work of art is made of materials found in nature and displays an array of hands around the message at its centre, which symbolises those who gave their lives during times of war. That was your news in 100 seconds.